Rabbotai, Mishnah is continuing for Vav Tevet, Erev Shabbat Vayigash. We are in the 14th chapter of Mishnah Shabbat at Mishnah number Gimel, number 3. It's important to know for this that there was a rabbinical decree made against taking medication on the Sabbath as a gezerah, as a preventative, so people don't come to do grinding, to do tochen. Because typically, back 2,000 years ago, there was grinding involved in the preparation of medicines. This gezerah still applies. However, you should consult your own rabbi or posek about taking medication on Shabbat. There are many heterim. Of course, if there's a actual physical danger, that is certainly an allowance. But even if someone's taking, you know, something like a course of antibiotics or prednisone or something that's taken as a course, then consult your rabbi and figure out exactly what to do regarding medication on the Sabbath. Anyway, Mishnah Gimel. Ein ochlin ezov yavon. Some have the gear say yon instead of yavon, but it says we don't eat the Greek hyssop or the yon hyssop b'Shabbat on the Sabbath, l'fisha ein amachol briyim, because this is not food for healthy people. Healthy people do not eat this sort of hyssop. It's used to kill liver worms or intestinal worms, but it's not something healthy people eat if they don't have those problems. But you could eat et yo'ezer, the yo'ezer plant. It's also a name, yo'ezer, Yossi ben yo'ezer. That is a plant that's used as medicine, but it's also eaten normally. People would also put it on their salad. V'shote abuvroe, and you could drink the extract of the abuvroe, which is a plant that apparently kills liver worms, but it's also something that is normally eaten. So it's something normally eaten, even if someone is afflicted with that problem and eating this will help, it's not considered medicine, it's just considered eating because this is something normally eaten. The Mishnah continues, Kola ochlin ochel adam lerfua. Anything you can eat as anything that's like a food, basically, you can eat it as a remedy. So chicken soup. Yeah, you can have your chicken soup on Shabbos with onions and garlic, whatever your grandma told you, whatever your bubby told you to put in there for a refuah to make you healthy. You're allowed to eat it on the Sabbath, but there are some exceptions here. The Mishnah lists for kol mashkin shotech and any drink you can drink. So if whiskey is medicinal for your problem, then maybe that's okay. Not to go too far afield, but you know, okay, within moderation. Okay, chutz mimei dekolim, except for the water of dekolim. Now, dekol is a palm tree. The mei dekolim was water from a spring that came out of two palm trees. So between two palm trees, there's water coming out, and it had an extremely laxative effect. The Gemara explains that one cup would warm up the bowels, and two cups would clear the bowels, and three cups, there's nothing left. So I don't know what was in this made to kolim, but it was definitely a cure for constipation. The kosi korin, and also you could not drink a kosi korin, which the Bartner gives the recipe. It's a medicinal drink, but it has a side effect of making sterility. Mepnesha hen liroka, that actually cures jaundice, and the side effect was sterility, so some people took it, dafka, for the side effect. Aval shotehu made to kolim litzimau. But, if someone's very thirsty, and there's nothing else to drink, they could drink mei dekolim. If they're not drinking it for medicine, they're drinking it because they're thirsty. Because then they're not having it as a refuah. V'soch shemen ikorin, and he could apply the oil of tree roots, shelol refuah, if it's not for healing, not for medicine. Typically, roots of plants and trees were used medicinally, but if he's just using it as oil for his skin and not for medicine, that's fine. Mishnah Dalet continues the same theme, ha-choshesh b'shinav, someone with a toothache, lo yigma behen et achumetz, he should not sip through them or gulp through them vinegar. Vinegar was used for toothache. Of all, metabel hu kedarko, he could dip his bread in vinegar, as he normally does, if he normally does that, and then he eats his bread with the vinegar on the bread, im nitzrope nitzrope, and if it happens to help his toothache, that's fine, because he's eating normally what he normally does, and the vinegar is getting on his tooth and having the desired effect. A choshish b'motnav, somebody who has a pain in his loins, lo yasuch yain, he shouldn't smear wine on it. That was the normal refuah. V'chometz, or vinegar, is also used medicinally. Aval sochu et hashemen, but he could put oil on it, because you always put oil on your skin. That was typically done back then. V'lo shemen verid, but not oil of rose water. Apparently, it would soak the roses in the oil, and some sort of rose extract would come into the oil. But b'nei melachim, the princes, the sons of the king, Sochin Shemen Verid, Al Makoteim, they can put the Shemen Verid on their injuries, on their wounds. Sheken Darkon Lasoch Bechol, because even on a weekday, they normally put rose oil on their skin anyway, even if there's no wound or no illness at all. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Hem. Rabbi Shimon says the famous words, every Jew is royalty. Every single Jew counts as a prince, as a princess, and is allowed. And therefore, every Jew would be permitted to use the oil with the rose pungency, the rose zach in it, because we all count as royalty. And there would be no problem of medicinal intentions here. Shkoyach Rabosai, Shabbat Shalom, be well.